This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who's Kevin McCullough? Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough, the nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Hey, welcome. It's Saturday night. We are glad you're with us. The incomparable Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes will be with us. Also, Mary Catherine Hamm and Morgan Peckma. It's going to be a very guest-heavy show tonight. But, man, am I loaded with major league hitters tonight here, friends. I'm so glad that you're with us and so glad to be able to welcome Mary Catherine Hamm. The Mary Catherine Hamm? She's from the CNN. Yeah, she's from the CNN, and she used to be on the Fox, and now she's on the CNN, and she's still for the Federalist. She still does that business, but she's one of the brightest minds in the center-right political commentary segment of the society, and it's no mistake that, you know, at around Mother's Day, we like to honor moms. And she has lived a life in the last couple of years that has just been incredibly stellar. And if she could do it for every mom that was out there, it would be incredible. So I'm very honored that she's going to be with us tonight. And then Morgan Peckma, I want to tell you about this guy. You may not know his name, but he's a filmmaker who just released a documentary on Netflix this week. It had a little bit of a run at the Tribeca Film Fest here in New York, and it did really, really well. Sold out every viewing that they had, but it's called Get Me Roger Stone. And for some odd reason, I am credited on the credits of this movie, and I'm not exactly sure why, but we will ask Morgan Peckma tonight, the filmmaker behind the Get Me Roger Stone Netflix documentary. Just came out, and I watched it earlier today. Pretty incredible. And then coming up in this hour, the impeccable, the one of the women that belongs on the Mount Rushmore of female journalists when history is written about women in journalism, because she started in an era where women weren't even allowed to be on TV, and came from a producer to a writer to a researcher to a reporter, and now for 26 seasons, she has absolutely killed it on Sunday nights on 60 Minutes. And I say that having recognized that I don't think that politically she and I are probably in the same ballpark most of the time. But the praise I have for her as a reporter is that I don't know that from watching her reporting. 60 Minutes is one of those things I geek out at, because it's like it's the only thing left that really does try to hit it down the middle and try not to infuse just an over amount of bias into everything that they put on the air. So I'm going to ask her about what it's been like. I mean, she worked with Walter Cronkite. I mean, she was actually his apprentice at one point. So Leslie Stahl is going to be with us in this hour, and I'm really just totally jazzed about that. And I couldn't be happier than to be reminding you that we are now coming to you from the Balance of Nature Studios. Now, what are the Balance of Nature Studios? Well, it's very simple. The Balance of Nature is fruits and veggies. That's what these are. These are capsules with ground up and dried and dehydrated in a way that maintains the nutrition in the actual material. But you have nothing but vegetables in the veggie caps, and you have nothing but fruit in the fruit caps. And they are 100% whole food. So you have some seed, you have some stem, you've got leaves, you've got other things from the fruits and veggies that are all in there. Why? Because God made your body to work and conquer and kill disease when you eat lots of whole foods. Told you the story before. 3 weeks ago, I was off the air because I had the flu. I power slammed these things for 24 hours with Dr. Howard's advice on how to do it. The medical doctor that founded these, not the nutritionist, the medical doctor that founded Balance of Nature. He gave me the what I needed to do, and as I did it, in 36 hours, I went from 10% to 97%. Back on the job, voice working, and I haven't been sick since. So I'm really jazzed about them. They have come on board as a partner and as a sponsor. In fact, I want to show you how easy it is to get 30 servings of fruits and veggies. Okay, so here on camera too, here Nick, here's three capsules from the fruits. I put them in the thing, and here's three veggie caps. Put them in the thing. So I've got six capsules total. See that? Six capsules in there total. This is going to give me 30 servings of fruits and veggies in one swallow. That's how easy it is. And they have been seeing tremendous cures, heart disease, hep C, cancer remission. There's all kinds of things that people have gone and said, I just need help with this eczema on the skin. Because your body is made to work with the natural fruits and vegetables that God put into the ether. So this is how simple it is. And I have the best news of all. Call with my code tonight. They're going to tell you how to get 2 free months worth. What you do is you take the challenge of Dr. Howard. He wants to prove to you how much your health will improve. 10 servings, whole fruits and veggies in every capsule. 2 free months when you call 1-800-246-8751 and use the promo code KMC. 800-246-8751, promo code KMC. 800-246-8751, promo code KMC when you call. But it's going to change your life. It's changed my family's life. It's changed my life. I could not believe how fast I was just able to kick that flu. I've never done that before. And Doc has not gotten sick in nearly 15 years, about the time that he patented the process of what fruits and veggies were. Anyway, they've got health coaches that will help you understand what's going on. Just call and get the details. Get the 2 free months. Do what you got to do, but take care of your health. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Promo code KMC. Promo code KMC. That's the really important part because that's going to give you all the freebies when you call. 800-246-8751. All right, so we've got a lot to get to. We'll also keep our eye on breaking news tonight. Evidently, according to the Daily Mail out of London, Kim Jong-un, that's the technical pronunciation of his name, the dictator in North Korea, the guy with the really bad haircut, Kim Jong-un has fired another ballistic missile, this time 400 miles towards Japan, after months of threatening Trump with nuclear war and days after a new president took office in South Korea. And you know what else they had going on over there? They had the cyber hack. Did you hear about that? Took out like half of Asia, all the computers down. Didn't bother North Korea because they don't have any computers. They don't have electricity. They don't have computers. They've got these missiles they keep rolling. Have you noticed? They roll the same missiles in the parade every year. Like, do they think? They want you to think it's a... No, they just put new paint on them. That's all it is. But Kim Jong-un, evidently today... You know, I feel inebriated when I say his name. Kim Jong-un. He fires this missile into the Sea of Japan, about 400 miles... And the nature of the projectile was not immediately clear. A South Korean military official said, though local media reports, that it appears to be a ballistic missile, which would be interesting in and of itself. The launch took place in a region named Kyuzhong, located northwest of the capital Pyongyang, where the North previously test-launched an intermediate-range missile it is believed to be developing. So there will most likely be some reaction to this. He's never had a missile go 400 miles before. I mean, compared to the last missile he shot, this was like the Olympic gold winner of all missiles he's ever fired. Like it actually made it past his own boundary. I don't know that he's had that. But he fired it into the Sea of Japan. Luckily, nobody was hurt. It didn't hit anybody. It didn't hit any land. That doesn't mean that he should get away with it, though. So it's kind of interesting that he is still trying to be provocative. You would think that someone with as few resources as Kim Jong-un has, that he would be a little more, I don't know, reticent to just go there. But he seems more than willing to just light him up. So at some point in time, maybe we've got a Moab with his address on it. You know, just... And then whoever takes his spot takes his spot. But he can't keep shooting missiles at South Korea, Japan, and our people in the sea. It's just we're not gonna put up with that. So eventually, I believe that will in fact be the case. Okay, did I mention we have a mongoloid big show tonight? I mean, it's so big. We've got Morgan Peckma, Get Me Roger Stone, the filmmaker that made it. We've got Mary Catherine Hamm from CNN and The Federalist. And then, lo and behold, the icon, the legend herself, we've got Leslie R. Stahl joining us, her book about becoming a grandma. You know, again, around Mother's Day, this kind of stuff's perfect. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you. Keep it here. And if you want to join the conversation, it's 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, because this is what Saturday night should be. A live shot of New York City, beautiful evening if you get past the drizzle. Other than that, well, it's always beautiful in Times Square, all those lights and colors and things. It just makes me go, we'll see you back here. Don't go away. Coming right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known and I've known since first met you with lonesome.
Foreign journalism, and there is really no place that it's done anymore in all of media except CBS 60 Minutes. And if you are as addicted to this program as I am, and I'm a young guy, but I'm addicted to this thing, then you know my next guest, Leslie Stahl. She's the author of the brand new book, Becoming Grandma, The Joys and Science of the New Grandparenting. But there's a whole lot I want to talk to her about today. And Leslie, it's so gracious of you to take some time out to be with us today.
It's my great pleasure, Kevin, really.
Now,
I'm
when
thrilled.
Now, and I got to tell you a personal, firsthand, very funny story. I'm walking through Midtown Manhattan. This had to be maybe a year and a half ago. I was headed to the Tiffany store in Midtown, and I was trying. They had just moved locations, so I was going from one end of whatever street that's on to the other, trying to find their temporary spot. And I needed to get a ring cleaned for my wife. And I'm standing there on the street corner, and out of the clear blue sky comes, right up the sidewalk, the most colorfully adorned, well, you would think she was a supermodel. She had her hair perfectly coiffed, rolling a suitcase, a designer suitcase behind her, and it was Leslie Stahl. And I was so geeking out, Leslie. I wanted to say, hey, I'm a journalism guy and I love your work, and you were gone before I could blink, and it was just so the coolest thing. But I was like, if I ever talk to her, I got to tell her you look like $1 million that lady that day.
Thank you, but that suitcase, you misremembered the suitcase.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a designer suitcase, and it's a little thing I got on wheels just to drag my papers around. That's what I do. People probably.
You're still old school enough that you use a thing called paper.
I do. Oh, embarrassing. But I drag things to the office, then I don't call, so I drag it back home.
Oh, wow.
And then I don't have time to go through it, so I drag it back to the office. It's ridiculous.
Leslie, you're one of the you're going to be on the Mount Rushmore of women in journalism at some point in time. I totally believe it. But let me ask you a little bit about your life as a child growing up and someone who looked at journalism and eventually went into that field. Did you know from the earliest stages that you were going to be a reporter?
Absolutely not. You know, when I was growing up and even all through college, journalism had never been presented to me. You couldn't major in journalism. I'm not even aware that my school, I went to Wheaton College, which was a small women's college, that they even offered any courses in journalism. Hmm. There was a school paper, but I didn't write for it. And, I started my career thinking I was going to be a doctor. And I fell upon this thing, this idea, this profession, by asking a reporter once, kind of casually, what do you do all day? And when he finished telling me what he did all day, honestly, there was a bolt of thunder, there was lightning, and I thought, oh, I have to do that. It was really like that. I'm not exaggerating.
And you started rolling a designer suitcase behind you the next week.
Exactly, very next week. It took forever. I actually had trouble getting a job. First of all, the organizations weren't really hiring women to be on the air back then. This was in the mid 60s. And, I got a job, which was basically the only job women could get in journalism, and that was as a researcher.
Hmm.
And it was at NBC News on their election unit. They were gearing up for the 1968 presidential campaign, and I was one of the researchers. And that's how I got into journalism, and it took me forever to become a reporter. I was a producer first.
Well, and that's kind of the old school of media, right? So, and I'm in the radio side, but people they're told you got to go to the small market, you got to work your way up, you got to pay your dues, you kind of got to get all the way through. That was actually your story. You came into the work with no real background, and you learned the job at every level.
Absolutely. When CBS News hired me, that one, they hired me because of affirmative action, and that is absolutely a fact. It's not something I'm funny about. It's just an absolute fact. And when I came into the Washington Bureau of CBS News in 1972, they also hired Connie Chung and Bernie Shaw.
Hmm.
So there was the blonde girl, the Chinese girl, and the black guy. And then we were the three affirmative action hires. And we were apprentices. We each were assigned to a senior correspondent. They didn't throw us on the air to sink or swim. They brought us along. It was, I thought, the perfect system. We don't do that anymore.
Sure.
It really is sink or swim. We were taught by osmosis. We just followed these senior guys around. And they started us out on radio. And then slowly kind of, it's kind of like cooking. You know, you add a little drop here and a little drop there and keep stirring. And then finally one day you really know you can do it and they know you can do it.
But you don't get to be the saucier on the first time out.
No, and you don't get to fall flat on your face in front of 24 million people either.
Mm.
So it was
good point.
Excellent. Yeah.
We're speaking with the gifted journalist Leslie Stahl. Her book is called Becoming Grandma, The Joys and Science of the New Grandparenting. Kevin McCullough is my name. And Leslie, one of the things I've been a little bit affirmative action about on my broadcast is I believe that there are a number of brilliant women's voices that need to be even more greatly amplified in talk radio. And so I regularly have just whole sections of my shows where I just interface with more women's perspectives because I just feel like that is part of the conversation that kind of the national debate could benefit from in a number of ways. Please understand this next thing is a real compliment. I think that you and I probably politically come down on very, very opposite ends of the spectrum. But I have to say I only think it because your work as a journalist, and I would say the large majority of the work of the CBS 60 Minutes, and I'm coming from a center-right perspective, is so well done in terms of objectivity and in terms of the ability to try to ask the real questions to get to the real facts, to tell the real story. There's a lot of stuff that gets floated around, particularly in the right of center universe, about, you know, fake news and mainstream media and all these terms that are kind of, and I don't really like any of those. I always just say, I want clarity. I just want to know the facts. I can still make up my own mind for my opinion, but I want to be given, through the journalism that's done, I want to be given the best set of facts that I can. And Leslie, I got to say, you and your colleagues do the very best that is on television and continues to be. And it is rare that long form is really done anymore. You know that for yourself, but you guys have stayed with that format. Is that the key to the success?
Well, I was going to, something you said in the beginning about how, I think, let me rephrase what you said, and if I'm wrong, stop me, but I think you convey a sense of fairness. And fairness is old school in the sense, I don't know when you started and what year you started, but well, we were all operating under the fairness doctrine.
Yeah, no, that wasn't me. But let's address that when we get back. It's Kevin McCullough. We got to take this break. We are so honored tonight to have the impeccable Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes, CBS News, who consistently, week in and week out, brings some really, really fantastic stories in the form of long-form journalism, and we couldn't be happier than to have her with us here at Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. Again, being brought to you tonight in part by Balance of Nature. Try 2 free months, 1-800-246-8751, promo code KMC. We're coming right back to you from New York. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
So glad you're with us live from New York. It's Radio Night Live, and my very special guest is someone that I just admire her work. We have never met before until the opportunity to have this conversation. And again, Leslie Stahl of CBS's 60 Minutes. I will be watching your broadcast tomorrow night. But thank you so much for being on with us tonight. Now, as we were going to the break, you were asking me if I had ever been operating in broadcasting under the era of the Fairness Doctrine, and I have to answer your question. I have not. I was in the late 80s, and it was not a factor in my broadcast career.
Okay, so the Fairness Doctrine kind of went away in the early 80s, so you just missed it. But we were kind of forced, really, by regulation to present all sides and to make sure that all our pieces were balanced. And it was just basically forced on us in a way, but it was the way journalism was practiced. And 60 Minutes hasn't changed really in anything. The selection of our stories are the same as they've always been. You know, we have very hard stories. We have investigative. We also do light stories. And the way we do them hasn't changed. And we, our ratings are actually going up, which is stunning, because really media, television broadcasts, television news broadcasts, are watching. Really, the audiences are bleeding away, and we're going up.
Sure.
And I think it's a hunger for what you're talking about, just the way it used to be done. We don't take sides. We don't, you know, we're not wearing our opinions on our sleeve.
Right.
We're not hiding our opinions either. We're doing it the old way. And I think people have a craving, both for the long form, but for also for just the old style.
There's so much that what you guys do is just unparalleled in the rest of the universe. And I talk, when I go to media classes at different colleges that I speak at, I talk to them about all of the aesthetics of the story. And that starts with story selection. It starts with what sound bites you use and how you edit the interview, and also what you include in the showing of the backstory, setting up the questions. But it also gets right down to, like, photography and the photojournalism that CBS has done. You guys really should win, you know, epic awards year after year for the quality of the presentation. The HD cameras have made it even more spectacular, but you've always had that kind of big, sweeping, documentary, kind of huge, epic feel to every single story that you guys do.
Wow. You said something about story selection.
Right.
I think this is the real secret, the secret sauce, because we pick our own stories. And on most broadcast news shows, the stories are assigned. And the journalists often complain that they're not interested in the story they're working on.
And it shows.
Yeah. And when you pick it yourself, you're committed. Well, number one, you would have proved to your boss that, you know, he was wise to say, okay, do it, right? So that's part of it. But also, you really do care about it, and you're committed, and you're having a good time doing it. Even if it's not a feel-good story, you're having a good time doing the journalism. And I really think that's a big part of what you're talking about, why the pieces look so finished and polished and complete. We're so involved in them.
It's just unlike anything else that's done. And you know what? You get that feeling. You get that real sense that there's a personal ownership of each story. Leslie Stahl is my guest. Becoming Grandma, The Joys and Science of the New Grandparenting. It was a bit of a reinvigoration into Leslie's life when she became a grandparent. We're going to talk about it momentarily. But, Leslie, I'm geeking out on you. I love hearing. Actually, you were on my colleague Joe Piscopo's show not long ago, and I didn't know the book had come out. And so I got on my producers, and I said, get that book and get Leslie on my show, because I have to talk to this lady.
Well, here I am.
No, you're
and the paperback just came out, so it's perfect.
And it's every bit as a joy to have you as I thought it would be. Can I ask you the most compelling stories you've covered in your career? They broke your heart, gave you a sense of a smile at the end of it, or were the celebrity that, you know, kind of was the most intriguing to you? But how would you rate them? And is there one or two that stand out beyond others?
That is so hard, you know. I've just finished my 26th season.
And, you know, how many stories do you do a year on average?
Well, between 16 and 20, it depends. Let me say that before I got to 60 Minutes, before I joined the broadcast, I was in Washington, and I covered the White House, I covered politics, I covered government, I covered arms control and the budget, and we were not allowed, literally not allowed, to like anybody, dislike anybody, favor an issue, not favor an issue. We were not to even have our eyebrow raised to indicate anything.
Yeah, right? Leslie, that's absolutely, it's so typical of what you hear about to the old days. We'll pick up on that with Leslie Stahl as we continue. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live with Leslie Stahl, my special guest, live from New York.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Yeah, it's a rainy night in New York. If you're watching on Biz TV coast to coast, you can see that. We've got just a mess, but man, do our HD cameras make it look nice. HD, just one of those technologies that has changed television overall. If you're listening by way of radio, then your screens are having a tougher time seeing it. But we welcome you all wherever you're at, and we thank you for being here. And I am especially fortunate and just humbled to have the great, iconic Leslie Stahl with us. Leslie, before the break, we were starting to get into some of the really nuts and bolts of what journalism is like now. And I'm just curious, how long is the average piece that you get to put on? It seems like it's longer than the 2.5-minute wrap that they do on the local level. What's the average length of your pieces?
Well, it there's a little bit of an accordion. You can go up to about 14. That would be the highest.
Okay.
And then really, I mean, if you bring one in that's like 11:30, they're so happy. They're just so thrilled. So they
get to do an email segment at the end of that episode.
Yeah, precisely. So 12 to 14 is what it is now.
And
when I started, it was much longer.
How long would it take you to put together, in terms of origination of the idea, you're sitting at your desk and you think, you know, that's not being covered, I need to do something on that, until the piece is finished? What's the average span of life putting one story together?
The average, of course, if you go from the very inception, it could be months, because you have to get it approved, you have to write a budget. The producer will go out and find, or we call it casting, find the absolute right person to talk about that subject. And from the time I get involved to the time it gets on the air, could be 3 weeks, I would say, 3 weeks a month. But we can do a story in a day. We can do a story in half a day. And we can take a year. I remember following a group of students who took a course in gospel singing, and we took a year. We followed them for the whole year, beginning, watched them change, saw how the program was affecting them. So there's an average, but really, there's no law, there's no rule.
I noticed that there are weeks where 60 Minutes will have a newsmaker. I'm thinking of President Trump and Vice President Pence the day after or the day before something huge happens, but you've only got a limited amount of time to get the story done. What are the differences in the challenges from the pieces that you can take a year to do and those really compact ones that you've got to make sure are still just as good and just as right, but you got to get them on the air in 24 hours?
Well, you know, I come out of hard news, and I come out of live news, and I miss that. So when we call those instant turnarounds, we call them crashes, where you don't have enough time.
It's probably
to do it.
Emotionally exactly what it feels like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I love doing those. I love it. And for me, that is the most fun there is. Take all the things you can do in your whole life, and that's the most fun for me, is crashing a story. And it is a completely, totally different kind of journalism.
It's, sure.
They call them both journalism is kind of crazy, because it's fast thinking, it's fast editing for the editors. Your adrenaline is pumping like it doesn't pump for anything else. When you do the longer pieces where you have a lot of time to research and investigate, and time to think it through, write it, polish it, edit it, polish that, show it to the boss, get his criticism, redo it again. It's more like the difference between writing a news story and writing a book. You know, there's so much thoughtfulness that goes into the second one. And it doesn't mean that one comes out better on the air. The ones you turn around very quickly, as you just said, they look as polished. The fast ones can look as if you put in the same amount of work.
Well, and they actually feel that way the vast majority of the time. I mean, it is seldom, and which means that you and the others that are putting them together, you've just got to be as up to speed on those current issues as anybody possibly can.
When you do a newsmaker interview, believe me, we work very hard before the interview, very hard. I mean, I can think of only one or two times when something enormous happened and, you know, you ran and did the interview and you didn't have a week to think it over. So before, for example, the Trump Pence interview and then Trump and his family interview, let me amend that. We had a lot of time for the Pence interview with Trump and Pence. The other one, was a little more of a surprise that he had won the election. And so that was kind of a last-minute throw it together.
So how many producers are helping you with the prep for that?
Well, on that one, we had two senior producers working on it. That's unusual to have two seniors.
That's a lot of capital.
And two associate producers, so four in all. And then my boss, Jeff Sager, came, and he edited one of the pieces. We had three different pieces.
Right.
The whole show. So he edited the main interview with me.
And that's because it was just that important to 60 Minutes to have that really.
Not really.
Out, right?
It was because, well, one, he wanted to, right?
Right.
And he's really.
And who's going to tell their boss you can't do that?
Right, exactly.
I got it, boss. Get out of here.
He's really good at this. And there were three pieces. And he's a great journalist. He used to be a 60 Minutes producer before he was the associate producer. And he also was the executive producer of the Evening News, so he was familiar with turning things around quickly.
Sure.
So he pitched in, and it was great. And the other two senior producers each took one of the other pieces. And we really, that was a total crash. Total crash. We didn't sleep.
I was about to say, how many days did you go without sleep? But I won't ask. Let me do ask this, though. With the explosion of cable news and really kind of the dying off of old-fashioned print, now obviously some of the papers have converted to the web very nicely, and they're still doing great content, but they're delivering it a little bit differently. What do you say to young people that want to become the next generation of storytellers? If I read your bio correctly, you were a history major. I think of journalists as being the historians of the age. Like, you're capturing what's going on, and you're helping people understand it, even the context of while it's happening. But what about that next generation that doesn't have the Cronkites to look up to and say, now that's how you told a story?
Oh, that's really tough. Because it's really, you're asking me to read the future. Where is journalism heading? Is there really a future for broadcast journalism? These are issues and excruciating questions that all of us are trying to answer.
All right, Leslie, well, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. When we come back, we'll talk about being a grandma. How about that? It's Kevin McCullough live from New York, Radio Night Live. My guest, Leslie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369 369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough, live from New York in the Balance of Nature Studios. Just this reminder that if you are wanting to try the fruits and the veggies from Balance of Nature, getting your full supply of fruits and vegetables plus some, 10 servings of each in every completely organic capsule of these, you're going to be blown away. But take the challenge and get 60 days free of the Balance of Nature. 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751. Dr. Howard has a health challenge right now. See if your health does not improve by going on them, and details on how you can get 2 free months worth of the Balance of Nature. Just use my promo code KMC when you call. 1-800-246-8751. Leslie Stahl is my guest. She is the veteran correspondent at CBS 60 Minutes. And Leslie, it's been such an honor to have you here. I want to talk about your book. You attacked this book writing about being a grandma from a very different perspective. You almost did it like a 60 Minutes investigation. Talk to me about why.
Well, I found out that when a grandmother holds her grandbaby, and I also found out this is true of stepmothers and surrogate mothers as well, that our it triggers changes in our brain, literally, and we start secreting a hormone called oxytocin, and it's the bonding hormone that also creates a sense of euphoria. And it's the same mechanism that takes place when you fall in love. You actually fall in love, you know, with someone of the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever. But it's the same root in the body. So I concluded that this feeling that we have is that we have fallen deeply in love. When you think about it that way, that's what's happening.
Surely.
You've fallen off the cliff madly in love.
What's the best advice you can give to young parents, to new grandparents that maybe haven't figured out all the ins and outs of it yet?
You know something, Kevin? You do not want to take advice from me. The last human. This is not an advice book. Really, this is not an advice book. It is a kind of 60 minutes investigation, if you will. I just went around. I interviewed a lot of grandparents. I talk about different kinds of grandparents, step-grandparents, grandparents who have custody, grandparents who are not allowed to see their own grandchildren.
Wow.
Too many of those. And, you know, some of the joys, but some of the difficulties. So it's a report. It's not an advice book.
But you do share a lot of your own stories in it, though.
I do.
Yeah.
And I do say that there is this feeling today, unlike my mother, for example, that we better bite our tongues. We better not be critical of the way our children are raising our grandchildren, even if we think they're not doing it right. And maybe that is the best approach. I think that's probably wise. Don't say a single word.
Just give them the Snickers bars, the sugar cereals, and keep a lot of treats on hand in the cupboards. That's the secret.
Yeah.
Leslie, it is. We're out of time, but it has been such a joy to have you. And I could talk to you for hours about the industry and what you've done. But sincerely, one of the real heroes in our business. And I'm just so honored that you were willing to come on with us today. And thanks for having such a kind of candid.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
68-1681.